There has never been anything like it in the 132-year history of the World Chess Championship. All 12 games ended in a draw.
So today, to break this dramatic tie, the world's two best chess players entered a soundproof studio in London, and they faced off for the title by playing in a series of rapid-fire matches.
The tension was building over the whole time. We were waiting for that breakthrough. We almost had it Monday with Game 12.
Brian Armin Graham. He writes for The Guardian and has followed the match between the reigning champion, that would be 27-year-old Magnus Carlsen from Norway, and the world's number two, a 26-year-old American Fabiano Caruana, who was vying to become the first American world chess champion since Bobby Fischer won way back in 1972.
Fabi has a legendary poker face. He really betrayed no signs of tension. If anything, over the past 3 weeks, the person that was showing more psychological weakness was Carlsen. One journalist threw up, "Who's your most favorite chess player in history?" And Carlsen said, "You know, it was probably myself 3 or 4 years ago." And this is a player who is sort of a bit past his peak.
Wait, he's about to turn 28 and he's past his peak? Really? In chess?
It's a young man's game. There's a huge physical element to it. Just the endurance. I mean, listen, they sat in that soundproof room for 49 hours over the past 19 days.
The brutal match finally ended a few minutes before 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. It was a quieter finish than you might have expected after all the global hullabaloo.
It was knight to e6, which really opened the game up.
And with that, Caruana would yield to his opponent, and Magnus Carlsen retained his crown in a sport that Guardian writer Graham says has gained a huge new following.
Chess has very interestingly become like a very popular esport. If you go on the online video game streaming site Twitch, very often it was the most streamed thing on that website. But you're talking about going up against Fortnite in the year 2018. That's a really big deal. The people are streaming on that site round the clock. There's been this very interesting, unpredictable community that's been built up around chess, this game that's 2,500 years old, yet in many ways it's sort of carving out its own sort of new school niche for itself as a very popular esport.
That was Brian Armin Graham of The Guardian speaking to us over Skype about this year's World Chess Championship. The winner is 27-year-old Magnus Carlsen of Norway.